Chapter 4. I thought about ordering a burger right there at the burger joint, since they do have the best hamburgers around. But I didn't want to call out the other waitress again, and I sure couldn't order from Melissa. Instead, I hiked down to McDonald's and got a Big Mac and 3 cheeseburgers to go, and an order of large fries. I had money to burn, after all. Then I made my way over to Mix, where I knew Mom would still be cranking away. It wasn't dinner time yet, but a hot burger early was better than a cold burger on time. Mom's been a mechanic for years, having grown up with 5 car-crazy brothers. She was getting paid to work in a garage even before she graduated from high school, and even after she and Dad got married. But when I was born, she quit. She could have gotten someone to watch me, but she said she didn't want to come home to her baby with her hands smelling like grease and her fingernails looking like charcoal crescent moons. But when Dad up and left, she put her coveralls on and headed back to the garage. Mick offered her a good salary and all the hours she wanted if she would work the night shift. She didn't like the idea of leaving me alone for so long in the evening, but we worked it out. Like garage bay dinners, for example. I strolled into the bay where Mom was working on a Subaru up on a hydraulic lift. Looked like a muffler problem. "Hey, Mom. I brought dinner." She stuck her head out around the edge of the car. "You brought dinner? What for? We've got stuff in the freezer." I walked over to the little table in the corner of the bay and laid down a fresh sheet of newspaper, the comics section. I brought out the burgers and the large carton of fries, stacked up the ketchup packets, and placed a napkin on each side of the table. Mom was still under the Subaru, so I stepped into the empty garage office and used the office phone to dial Marcus's cell. "Marcus," he said after 2 rings. "This is Quentin. It's done." "How'd she take it?" he asked eagerly. "Well, she didn't cry."